the chief coroner's inquest into Pharmac's switch of its brand of epilepsy medication opens today. It will hear the first official recognition that changing brands and a change in dosage may have been a factor in at least one of six deaths. A neurologist's report to the coroner says changing brands of the anti-seizure drug lamotrigine cannot be ruled out as a factor in the death of 31-year-old Auckland man Andre Maddock in December last year. But how much of a role the Pharmac brand switch played in the deaths of the six people looks set to be highly contested at the inquest. Investigative journalist Guyan Espiner, who broke this story 18 months ago, filed this report.
Nadia Eustace lost her partner Andre Maddock nearly a year ago, leaving her and her young son Lucas with a huge hole in their lives.
It's been okay on some days, but then on the days where Lucas really needs that role model, that father figure, it hits me a little bit more, and then it kind of brings that whole emotional of how unfair the death of a loved one is.
Last year, more than 10,000 people with epilepsy were forced to switch brands of lamotrigine from the Lamictal and Arrow brands that 90% of them were on to a generic form of the drug called Logum. Pharmac aimed to save $30 million over 5 years with the switch, freeing up money to spend on other drugs. But it made the move against the advice of MedSafe, which said it was a safety risk.
I'm angry because it's like a choice that was taken away from everyone that got switched. It was someone wanted to save money, so they gave a cheaper generic drug.
A report by neurologist Elizabeth Walker says the brand switch cannot be excluded as a factor in Andre Maddock's death. But she says the most likely cause was an increase in the dosage of the drug, which coincided with the brand change. RNZ has seen neurologists' reports on two of the other five deaths, and both of those say the brand change was unlikely to have been a factor. The inquest will delve into the safety risks of changing brands of epilepsy medicine. Documents prepared for the inquest include a report from Otago University Associate Professor Natalie Medlicott, which says there is a risk of reduced control of epilepsy when patients switch brands of lamotrigine. Cynthia Sharp, a paediatric neurologist, has also provided a sworn statement saying she has serious concerns that the brand switch could have played a role in the deaths. Patient advocate Arabella Gube, whose daughter has epilepsy, says the number of reported adverse side effects increased 30-fold after the brand switch.
The coroner holds a decade of data showing that in this group of patients with epilepsy taking the lamotrigine, there were an average of 3 deaths a year for roughly the 10 years before the switch. Post-switch, we're aware of at least 7 deaths in the first year.
MedSafe always opposed the brand switch, and documents seen by RNZ show it has not changed its position. In a letter prepared for the chief coroner, MedSafe says that international best practice is that lamotrigine needs to be prescribed by brand. Pharmac says the Logan brand is widely used right around the world, is entirely safe, and stresses that if people are using the drug today, they should not stop taking it. But despite the controversy, RNZ can also reveal that Pharmac considered another brand switch of epilepsy drugs in August this year.
The fact that Pharmac are putting epilepsy drugs on the table for further switches is an outrage, and it shows that the Ministry of Health urgently need to step in and implement the international brand switching guidelines and insist that Pharmac follow them.
Pharmac quietly shelved the proposal after opposition from Ross Smith on behalf of Epilepsy New Zealand.
We put in a submission because there were two epilepsy drugs included in the schedule for this shift to principal supply. And we said, we weren't happy that those epilepsy drugs were included, and Pharmac removed them. So we're very pleased with that.
Nadia Eustace is also pleased to at least get her day in court. She faces her second Christmas without Andre. Like the other families, she doesn't yet know what role, if any, the brand switch played in his death. But she does feel they were not able to make an informed choice.
They're going to change the drug. You make sure that they sign on the dotted line, that they understand the side effect. It's just giving someone the choice. The choice was taken away from these loved ones that have passed away.
The inquest opens at 10 this morning in the District Court in Auckland. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko Guyan Espiner, TNA.